You're back in the zone in the Fury Electric studio. Check us out online at 1037thebuzz.com and throw us a follow on Twitter for instant reaction at Justin Acree 7 and Pat Bradley 22. Now, back to Justin Acree and Pat Bradley.
Welcome back to the zone, everybody. We are joined here in the zone by Coach Todd Knight, who we visited with, just a couple months ago on the campus of a Ouachita Baptist. Coach, let me get you potted up here, and welcome into the zone.
Glad to be with you guys today. Been missing you guys. It's been a couple of months.
Yeah, it has. Okay. I know, right?
Coach,
right.
We have not talked lately. You have been on our radar, and we've been keeping a close eye on what you guys have been up to, I promise you. So congratulations on what's been a perfect season so far.
Well, I appreciate that, and, you know, you don't have things like that unless you get some breaks and you have good players and good coaches around you. And, you know, a new stadium, there's just a lot that goes into it, and I appreciate you guys having us on and recognizing that as well.
For those of you who don't know, the Battle of Ravine is this weekend, and the good news is it's not in the middle of the night. It's in the middle of the day where it'll be the warmest. It should be at least 35 degrees by kickoff. Everything on the line for both Ouachita and Henderson State, who is trying to fight its way back into the regional rankings. I will say this, Coach. We were there earlier in the season when you guys dedicated the stadium, and then you guys have gone on to an undefeated season. I don't know if it's zone karma or not, but I will say we went across the street and did a show as well, and, of course, they lost a game against Harding. So, you know what? Apparently we have our karma has a different impact on different people, but it's all worked out well for the Tigers so far this year.
You bet. It's worked out great for us, and those guys have a fantastic football team as well, and we look forward to the game on Saturday and know that, you know, there's a lot of things riding on the game, and of course we feel good about already having clinched at least a share, but you know that's not what it's about this weekend. It's more about this game and what this game means.
Coach, obviously Kyle Frazier, because of his history, got a lot of, you know, attention coming into the season. How would you evaluate his play? And then also I want you to talk about some of your other offensive contributors, Stephen Keener, who's one of the greats in really Ouachita history, I guess, when you look at what he's done through his career. But just talk to me about Kyle first and then your offense as a whole.
Well, you know, Kyle, just the chemistry we have on the team, the way he came in and his attitude about wanting to be a part of us. And, you know, that was the most important thing that had to happen. And he's got great chemistry. He's a great leader and naturally a very good athlete. And his ability to run and throw has been able to keep us balanced. And that's really been a big part of our success. You know, Coach Derby, our offensive coordinator, quarterback coach, they've got a great relationship. They've done a great job together. And you got to remember, Kyle's probably on his third or fourth offense in about 4 years with the turnover they had at Auburn and then coming here as well. And, you know, Kyle's smart. He's picked it up. He's done a great job. And I've just seen his, from that first game up through about midseason, boy, I just watched his confidence pick up and take off. And he's played really good. And, you know, anytime I talk about our offense, I always, you know, it's not that I'm trying to brag. I'm being humble about it, but I'm just so excited that, you know, when we introduce those guys on game day, it's 11 Arkansas kids. It's really about 11 or 12, really about 13, 14 guys that really are starters depending on what package we're in. And all those guys are Arkansas high school football players. And, you know, we take a lot of pride in that, and these guys are good players. We've got players that are really good programs. You know, you can go around the state with, you know, even our receiving core with Drew White from Van Buren, Jalen Jones from Conway. You've got Cavante Pope from Jonesboro, Evion Hill from Little Rock, Ty Towers from Star City. And then you go to our running back position, you know, the two guys that have played so good for us this year, Stephen Keener, Glenn Rose, and Brandon Marks from Prescott. And then you look at our offensive line, you know, Mike Russell, Charleston, you got Mike Rogers, Catholic High School, you've got Aaron Sprinkle, our senior center from Whitehall, you know, so you just, Javen Prunty, our tackle, our tight end is from Searcy, J.P. Powell, and our fullback, Spencer Knight, he's a Arkadelphia guy. So when you talk about our guys, you just talk about really great high school football in the state, and I think that's made us better.
Coach, as usual, this game is very important for both teams. Can you talk about the, I guess, from your perspective, the history? You've been there a while now and been through this. We played a couple of highlights from some of the great finishes over the last couple of years. But I guess just, you know, obviously there's always a little added pressure and excitement and interest in this particular game with the uniqueness of the Battle of the Ravine. And, it, again, you add to that the fact that it's meant everything for the postseason the last few years for your teams.
Well, it really does, and you know the first thing you got to say is it's two great football teams going to play out of our conference this weekend, and you know there's a lot at stake from playoff berths to outright championships to all those things that you want to do, and then plus you know even without all those things, it's still the Battle of the Ravine. You know for the people that live in Arkadelphia and Clark County, I mean it's a big day for us because we live with it year round. So, you know, we're excited about it. We know there's a lot riding on the game. Our guys have responded great this year. They've played as a team, and we need to do that one more time.
Coach, I'm up here in Fayetteville, and of course we've got Battle of Ravine is a big storyline this week, and also the game up here, and Cale Gober is joining me, and we were talking earlier this week, and you helped him get his professional start. I know he's very appreciative. He's a guy that was on the other side of the Battle of the Ravine, but you're such a good guy. You helped him get started anyway.
I remember strolling into Coach Knight's office, telling him I wanted to coach, and he said, well, let me see if I can make a call. So he called Todd Cooley up at UCA and got me started there, and I've always been appreciative, and I've told him that before. But thanks again, Coach. I really appreciate you.
Appreciative enough to root for him this weekend? Or
okay. Maybe not that appreciative.
Fair enough.
Well, he's a good one. You've done a great job. You did a great job at Henderson, and doing a good job up there as well. And you know, I knew you'd make a great coach or great athletic director as well. So congratulations to you and your career as well.
I appreciate it.
Coach, when you look at Henderson State, it's kind of been the same story the last few years. You know, great receiver, one of the best quarterbacks in Arkansas college history. You know, always tough defensively. What concerns you the most, or what do you feel like you have to really pay the most attention to when you look at Henderson this season?
Well, you keep naming all those things, I'm not going to even sleep anymore between now and Saturday. You've named enough right there, but you're right. I mean, you start with Kevin Rogers. That guy's, he's basically a franchise player. I mean, that guy, it seems like he's been there forever. You know, he's been so good and been so effective for those guys, and I don't think you can stop him. I mean, I think you've got to find a way. If you feel like you're going to do that, you're going to be flustered all day on Saturday. So the big thing is just to try to corral those guys. I mean, they are so talented, and you got to find a way to pressure. You got to find a way to do some things to give yourself a chance. And you know, for us, we feel like, you know, they are so talented, you know, everywhere. We've got to be good, you know, in all three phases. We know that's going to be a key. And I know it sounds like cliches, and if you had their coach on, he'd probably say the same thing. But, you know, we really do have to play our best football, and we're looking forward to that day and try to make that happen.
One of the great rivalries in college football. It's the 88th edition of the Battle of the Ravine this weekend. 3 o'clock it is at Carpenter Haygood over at Henderson State. Ticket $7, $5 for kids. So a very inexpensive ticket for such a high-profile game, and it should be a lot of fun. Coach, we wish you lots of luck, and I'm looking through the rankings here, and, you know, Harding sitting in number 6, that final playoff spot in your region right now. You're sitting in number 2 behind Minnesota State, just ahead of Minnesota Duluth. So if you guys can win, you have a chance to play back on campus, it looks like, once we get into the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to figure how all that stuff works. You know, I think Division I's kind of figuring that out as well, because there's a lot that goes in. There's a criteria, but you know, you look at all of our teams, and we've got three really good teams that deserve to be there. So, you know, how they're going to work all that out, I don't know. We just got to go play football and let somebody else take care of that. But that is going to be extremely tough on the committee, because all three teams really deserve to be in the playoffs.
Hey, Coach, I'm curious, with just the kind of rivalry that it is there anything that with a victory that not saying if there's a bonus, an extra bonus involved written in your contract at some point, but is there something that's a little bit different? You come out of this with a victory?
Well, you know, naturally, you know,
other than just pride.
Well, really, that's where it starts with me. It's just a matter of playing well and representing your university in the right way. And you guys, as much as y'all talk about it and like it and love it and all that stuff, nobody really understands unless they live here year round. I mean, it's just the environment, that what you go through to prepare for the game, and then living with the outcome for the next year. it's just it just means a whole lot, and it I guess it's just down in your gut, down in your heart that you want to be as good as you can be. And you know, it doesn't have anything to do with tangible things, with money or anything like that. It's more about being the best you can be and being known for what you did in that ball game.
It does live on for a long time, no doubt about it, Coach.
Coach, good luck this week. We appreciate the time very much, and it's going to be a good one this Saturday. 3 o'clock again over at Carpenter Haygood Stadium on this campus of Henderson State. And enjoy your walk across the street, and if things go well, I'm sure I won't have to tell you to enjoy your walk back across the street after the game's over.
Oh, no doubt about that. We look forward to it. Appreciate you guys covering the Ballard Ravine, and you know, hopefully a lot of people can come watch two great football teams play on Saturday.
All right, sounds great. Thanks, Coach.
All right, Coach.
See you guys.
All right, take care. That's Todd Knight, the head coach at Ouachita Baptist. Good stuff, guys. And
what time's that kickoff, Aches?
3 bells, bud. 3 bells. And you can go to that, and then you can get home in time to watch the Arkansas game if you're not going to Fayetteville. So it's the best of both worlds. I will say this, too. Cale mentioned Todd Cooley. Cale had to run on and go to actual work. But Delta State, where Todd Cooley's now the head coach, also playing very well. They're 8-1 on the season.
Love Todd Cooley. Good guy.
Yeah, he's a good dude. They're 8-1, though, and they're second in their super region, which is Region 2, and they play against, like, North Alabama, a lot of the old what's that conference? Gulf South Conference teams that, you know, the Arkansas schools used to be in before going to the GAC.
Sure.